At Matalan, we've got the perfect treat for the upcoming bank holiday with 20% off a £40 spend for Matalan Me members. Is it time for a little payday treat? Shop in-store or visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. T's and C's apply. Includes sale.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hello. How's everybody?
Good morning.
A little early taping for those of you that stream us live, and hello to everybody on TikTok. And by the way, I should mention this. I didn't mention it. I don't mention it a lot, but I really, really should. If you're watching us on any of the platforms, hit all those crazy buttons that tell everybody that you're a regular and you like us and you're viewing and all that. It actually does make a difference.
And share it with your TikTok friends. This is a new format for us, a new frontier. So get the word out. Why are you laughing?
Because it sounds, TikTok, it says when it's a new format, you sound 95 years old.
It's a new platform for us in this era.
No, it's not. It's an old platform that we are finally using. That's all. It's not new to us.
Well, it is new to us.
It's not. I mean, it's not. I've been on TikTok for multiple decades.
And you're, Mike, and you're awesome for doing that.
No, Rob, it just, do you get it? Do you ever get it?
Do you
say some things when you open your mouth without thinking and say, a new platform to us is funny? It's just funny when you say it.
How would you explain the fact that the show, the complete show, is back on TikTok?
I would say the show is now on TikTok.
Okay.
Live. Streaming live on TikTok. That's all.
I think Rob's treating us like if suddenly we were on television. We've had it our entire life, but we're now on the TV.
That's right.
So it's new.
And TikTok is like television for children. It is little screens.
Wow.
That you can eat.
Oh my God. Help me. Help me. Help me.
It is so obviously an hour early.
Yeah. Just open it up and see what comes out. We are talking about a taping early today because I am traveling. Josh will be coming up tomorrow. I'm coming up today for the big weekend, which is the live meet and greet that we're doing at Jimmy's. I want to thank my buddy Jerky calling me yesterday. And I just should have you both know that I declined the professional lady dancers that he had offered to bring out to the appearance.
That's very nice. How is David Mosley?
He's doing great.
Great.
He's doing great, but he's a good guy. And he said, do you want me to bring... I went back to the 1980s and 90s right there.
When
you
is
want me
the
to bring some girls?
When is the last time we, quote unquote, brought girls to an event and it went well?
The live show in
Reno.
Reno.
Yeah, Dennis Hoff brought girls. His girls.
And it was a lot. I told, but the real, I said, we're not doing a stage show. We're just doing
meeting
a meet and greet.
Meeting and greeting, yeah.
And we're having a Kentucky Derby party, and my son will be there at, my God, what was that?
I dropped something.
What did you drop? It sounded so loud.
It was my little AirPods. I moved my phone charger.
God,
are those the ones
they?
You were going to do for show and tell today?
No. No, it's just the little tiny ones. I don't know why it was so
those
loud.
Those are the old ones, not the ones you got from China.
Right. These are the good ones.
All right.
Well, they're both,
I feel that we'll Apple, with all of their technology and all of the smart people that work in Apple, can they please make an AirPod case that doesn't look like dental floss? He might as well be holding up some Oral-B
you
when he holds them up.
You are definitely sounding 90 today with that.
Like, I am 90.
It looks like dental floss for the love of God.
But the
we'll
kids
have
come
that
home.
Later in the show. I've got a thing about tests that you should probably, even though I'm about 10 years older than you, you need to do these tests to for your longevity.
Listen, okay. First of all, I don't like being issued homework, and that qualifies as homework, but I will tell you this, Mike. Damn you, Mike O'Mara. Damn
what?
You. Three episodes, and I wanted to watch a fourth of The Blacklist.
You're in on the
because
Blacklist.
When you said to me yesterday, is it detective stuff? The whole show is detective stuff.
It is, and he, you know what, as slimy as James Spader
totally
can be,
slimy. He's supposed to be slimy.
He's very good in this.
Isn't
and
he?
The writing is good. The one thing I can't figure out is the lady. what's her name?
Agent Keen.
Agent Keen. What's preventing her from being very, very, very pretty? She's close.
Oh, I get it. I don't think it's pretty. She's beautiful. She is, I think she has too wholesome a look, but the wholesome look.
Maybe.
But I believe the wholesome look for Agent Keen is, because I think when you're talking about beautiful ladies, and the character, I wish I knew the actress's name who plays Agent Keen on The Blacklist, or played Agent Keen on The Blacklist.
It's Deborah Winger, isn't it?
There are women who are beautiful and wholesome, which she is.
Yeah.
And then there are women that are beautiful and like super hot. I will give you an example. You've got Agent Keen and you've got Megan Fox.
And her name came up last night with Carrie and I saying that she kind of wants to be like a Megan Fox / that, what's it?
Yep.
Zoe Deschanel.
She's not, because she's too ivory girl.
Right.
That's what it is.
Also, and she's got a huge jaw.
No, she doesn't.
She does. It's like Jay Leno with mascara.
She does no such thing.
I think she does.
Go ahead.
We say
Josh.
Yesterday, this show that came on 20 years ago.
Right.
It's on Netflix.
It is.
All right, I'll download a couple
episodes. When did it debut? When was season one? What am I watching right now?
I think it was 2013. I think that's the date I saw.
It ran for
10 seasons.
10 seasons.
How it went under my radar all that time, I have no idea.
Smash hit. That's why it ran for 10 seasons, right?
Yeah, I suppose, but I just don't. It seems like a show that is that. It's very, to me, reminiscent without the real-time factor. Its flavor is a lot like 24, and I enjoy that. It is a energetic show, and they tell, I mean, I'm only four episodes in or so, but they are great at telling the story, because it could be a really complicated story, but they've simplified it to an idiot like me. And also what I love, they love people falling off buildings, and they're good at it. Those are good stunts of the heavens.
Well, I'm glad. I hope you get many, many hours, because we're always looking for something that
it's got a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's fun.
Good heavens.
It has a jive factor, but it doesn't matter, because as Carrie
and I figured out, the best way to make it perfectly jive would be every time Spader says the words, he looks at the camera and goes, "The Blacklist."
Have him do that.
Yes. Now I'm watching.
So, yeah, I'd be very curious to know the
actress's name. And also it comes off real big budget, too. That's the other thing I like about it.
They don't skimp, and I'm sure that doesn't change as the show continues. So, yeah, there's my my pick to click for
that. So I appreciated that homework, Mike.
Well, thank you. So I'll get to the aging stuff, because I'm a rube, and I was actually doing it, and my kid asked me what I was doing.
You know who's not aging, Mike, is Megan Boone. Who plays Agent Elizabeth Keen?
Elizabeth Keen.
Yeah.
How do I not remember Elizabeth? It's my daughter's name. I'm going to see her this weekend.
But, Mike, you better Elizabeth watch out Keen. For Tom Keen. I think
Tom
he
Keen's
has some
her
secrets.
Evil, her evil
yes.
husband.
Yes.
And you find out just how evil he is as you get into it. I'm not going to spoil
it.
No,
don't spoil it. I've got 190 episodes to go.
We're making the trip up north, and Carla's bringing a separate suitcase steamer trunk with. I got to get my dinger here. Hold on a second. We have TMOS koozies.
Oh, nice. You don't have those at the bar. You need them.
We have TMOS shot glasses.
Yes.
We have Don't Get Happy stickers. We have the brand new Don't Get Happy hats. We have TMOS summer caps. We have TMOS playing cards. We have the wonderful commemorative coins for the show. And a select number of t-shirts.
Do you have any nougat?
We have nougat. We have pies, cakes, and breads.
I think the coins you should just transfer in your pockets. Just line your pockets going through security.
So we can go through security with that?
Yeah.
That'll be a lot of fun. As far as the airlines are concerned, when most of the technological advances about online check-in, and they text you and say, would you like to check in, and you get it all taken care of, and then you use your phone to check in on the plane, blah, blah, blah. But don't pretend that you are doing me a solid when you are offering to check my carry-on for free. I just say, F you. F you, because they say it when they, at least United says it when they say, we are full, So we are offering you a free checked carry-on. Well, if it was not a carry-on, it would be a checked bag. How about free everything?
Well, they do a great job of making it seem like they're doing you a favor. We have overbooked today's flight, and anyone that would like to surrender the seat will get a $5 coupon for Aunt Annie's pretzels.
So
they're not helping you out. They're helping themselves out. The whole airline industry is based on the fact they hope people don't show up because they oversell every flight.
And everything about the airline industry is horrible now. I hate that it makes me buy a seat.
To get your particular seat somewhere in the plane where they conjured, where it used to be first class on international large planes, you would have first class, business, and then coach. And then somewhere along the line, the conjurers decided that they would make it even more space or extra leg room or this is, and they could up the price on that. Yeah. That's
would you like to pay a little extra to be at the bulkhead, Mike?
Yeah, it's BS.
Or an exit row.
I am in 34B tomorrow because that's where they assigned me.
That sounds like it's near the pooper.
Sounds like it's a middle seat.
It's near the back, and it's a middle seat.
Yeah.
And if I want to move to a emergency exit row, I can pay $79.
Yeah.
If I want to move to what they call first class, I can pay $100.
Yes, exactly.
Or I can stick with the middle row. Even if I want to move to just like a window or an aisle, it's $60.
Or a what?
A window or a...
Aisle.
Aisle.
Yeah. You mean an aisle?
Yeah. Yep.
can you say islands in the stream?
Islands.
There, you said it perfectly. Now say aisle.
Aisle.
You know what's great, Mike? Even if he's in the middle seat,
airport, man brings me joy every week.
Or what's I'll that? Be there is the same word to me.
I'll be there. But you say island.
Yeah.
Say island again.
Island. There's an S there.
Or how about this? Are you excited that even though you're in the middle seat, you're still going to get your frequent flyer miles?
I don't know if I get my miles because Jimmy booked it.
Oh, Jimmy.
So I think Jimmy's getting my miles.
Well, at least you know what?
So you got Jimmy's after the fact. I booked mine earlier.
You booked yours earlier.
And you built Jimmy?
No. Yeah. See, Mike.
I have to build Jimmy. That's the fee that we're charging for this whole event. That's all we got.
Yes. No, but
so
what I'm saying
I have not
is
sent
that...
mine to Jimmy, right, Josh? I haven't sent mine to Jimmy yet. I don't think.
I thought you did, but I don't know.
See, I should remember that.
Because I thought that you sent it, and that's why he said, I'll take care of your booking instead of trusting me to book something.
That could be
because
it.
He's got miles because he travels the world, and that's what he wanted to use. But he was late, and he got to me after I booked my flight. So,
so he's got me covered.
Well,
we're
sure you'll
all watching
Mike,
our pennies on this show.
What happened, but you have to wait a little while.
We are truly... looking forward to this. We are going to be there. 5 o'clock is the start of our little get together. The Derby comes off at 6:35 or so.
That's when they usually race.
And we look forward to you. We got a bunch of people going, and we're really, really excited to see everybody up in DC. And thank you to my buddy Jerky, the ladies. I said thanks, but no thanks. So for those of you that might have wanted to see some adult performers with my kid,
whole notion, he sort of created that whole situation in his head that we would need performers.
In fairness to him, he thought we were doing a regular show.
Oh, okay.
So we'd be up on stage, and it might work if we're doing a regular show.
But Jimmy's. Jimmy's is a family restaurant.
It's still Jimmy's, and it is a family
affair. But good-looking families.
And I'm sure we're going to have kids there running around. I get it. But it's going to be fine. My daughter's going to be there.
Speaking of your buddy Jerky, I heard from one of your buddies yesterday.
Who's that? Who that?
Rich Hostley.
Oh, and Rich. Yeah, Rich the architect.
Yeah, and he apparently...
Now, that's a name that you would hear on the blacklist. Oh, you mean the architect.
Yes, Mike, because he's on... the blacklist. actually yesterday, I didn't realize that he goes to a lot of Disney theme parks.
Does he really?
And he sent me pictures of a proper Dole Whip. I love the fact that he's listening that hard. So hi to Rich.
Like Jimmy's daughter, Kelsey, Rich is a vlogger. And when he travels the world, and he spent lots of time in Europe and he spent lots of time traveling the world, he will give great photographic evidence of where he's been. And I love watching those.
And he's also a very cool, nice guy. Love
he
him.
He is do you remember the story about him? That he was the third wheel when we went out to Sturgis on the motorcycle.
Yeah, but I also remember him paying less attention to you and to Jimmy as he did to the local ladies.
Well, here's the deal with Rich. Yeah. Rich is well over 6 feet. He's a tall guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's smooth. He's got the patter down. But Rich was on for this is motorcycle talk. So if you don't understand, I'll try to explain it the best I can. Rich rode a Sportster from Los Angeles to Denver.
Now, that's a little bike, right?
That's a little bike, and he rode it all the way up to Sturgis, too. In the morning.
It must have Jimmy looked like a circus act.
Jimmy and I flew into Denver, rented a couple of Electra Glides, the big bikes, the big cruisers, where you can put your stuff in there. My eyes are all screwed up. I got a dust bunny in my eye this morning. And Rich was every morning when he'd come out of whatever road motel we were in, it would be the half-hour process of the bungee cords and strapping down his various backpacks that he had.
That's right, because he had no storage space.
And he looked like, because he was tall, he looked like he was riding a mini bike. And it was every day. And the most memorable one was Jimmy wanted to lead the pack. And you know me, Rob, when we travel for the show or anything like that as a group, I've got a pretty good sense of direction, and I always know where we're going, where the plane is, where
that's
the gate.
That's why other members of the show in days of old wouldn't give a damn. They'd just follow you.
Yep. Remember one time I asked Buzz, what gate are we at? I said, I don't know. The morning comes, he goes, I'd like to lead. Can I lead the parade today or something like that? So, Jimmy, go ahead.
Of course you can.
And we are pulling out of the motel. We are in the middle of nowhere. We're in the middle, I think it's Nebraska. I'm pretty sure we were in Nebraska or Wyoming. I'm not sure, but we come
both
out
great,
of this.
Both great, by the way.
And Jimmy, there was, you come out of the parking lot of this motel, take a left, and then the Waze/maps said take a right and then another left. Jimmy comes out of the parking lot, comes to the intersection, goes straight through it, and starts going 80 miles an hour. He is uncatchable at this point, and I know with every mile that he goes up the road, we are going to be delayed in our little trip. But that
by twice as much time because he's got to come back. How did you handle it? Did you follow him or did you just wait?
I caught him, hitting my horn the whole time. And
would
then
there have
Rich
been a strategy
is in his mini bike and back
waiting for him, though? Because he would have to come back if he realized
we were at the beginning of the trip. We had to ride all day. We could all ride together because that was when Jimmy wanted to go.
Oh, I remember.
Jimmy wanted to go to Carhenge.
Right.
To see all the cars stacked up like Stonehenge.
Are you familiar with Carhenge, Josh?
Unfortunately, I am.
Oh, have you been?
I do know what it is. I have not been.
Oh, well, someday. I mean, you're still young.
But that was that was the story. And then in the evening, Jimmy and I would stop at whatever watering hole we were stopping at, and Rich would occasionally just drift off.
Yeah.
And then you would see him engaging one of the female bartenders.
I was going to say, didn't he have great service at most of the bars?
He had great service at a couple
Meanwhile,
of the
you
we
went to the
to.
Bar in Sturgis where they were doing the burnouts, and then you went home and couldn't breathe.
I believe I had a cold brewing, and it was exacerbated by the fact that I was inhaling burnt rubber in
rubber
the whole
was in
shot
the air,
pit
yes.
at, what was the name of the joint? Oh, my God.
Was it Bennigan's?
No.
Applebee's.
It burned.
Texas Roadhouse.
It had a fire, a big buckets. Fire out in Sturgis. Oh, man, I can't remember what the place was. But that was fun, and a guy got hit. It was not hit, really run over when they were bringing motorcycles.
Yeah.
It was
spectacular. And also don't forget the emergency U-turn when the Blues Brothers came by.
Well, it wasn't a U-turn.
It was
we
just
are driving.
I can
set the scene for you, and I hope this is folks that have some video. Josh will appreciate this. We're going at a pretty good clip because it's wide open highway, and we're in the state of Wyoming, and there is a pretty steady, about 30 to 35, gusts up to 45 to 50 mile an hour crosswinds coming across the great state of Wyoming. And it was on the crappy side of Wyoming, not on the Jackson Hole side. It was on the other side where it's flat and windy. And we're driving at about 75. And there are these double tractor trailers that are coming in the other direction. And they kind of wobble you on the motorcycle.
Sure.
But we've ridden for miles and miles and miles, and we know what we're doing, and we're okay with that. But you're kind of leaning in to the wind that is buffeting you when you're out there. But
question,
it's fine.
For a motorcycle rider, when you're facing wind like that, do you have to use your body to sort of keep the bike in order?
Or do you just lean into it. If it's a All heavy right. wind, you lean into it. It keeps you stable. Right. And then we've gotten the proper order, which is me, followed by Jimmy, followed by Rich. That's the way we rode, because Rich had the less powerful bike, and he was behind us. He's a good rider, responsible rider. Jimmy's a good rider, knows how to ride a motorcycle. Coming towards me in the great state of Wyoming, in the wind, is, and I can see it from a distance, is that police car known as the Bluesmobile, the Blues Brothers car.
You mean a 1974 Dodge Monaco?
If that's what it was, that's exactly what it was. And I see it. And behind the wheel, it's obvious that the two guys driving it are in the Blues Brothers suits. Now, I should point out, we're going about 75 miles an hour.
Right.
And it's one of those unlimited speed limit areas that we're in. We're, you know, compared to some people that pass us, we're reasonable as far as our speed is concerned.
That's pretty slow for Florida.
In certain areas of Florida. I look in the side view mirror that I have after the Bluesmobile goes by me. And on his bike at about 75, Jimmy's going, because he got so excited about the Bluesmobile, stayed on his bike, thank God, didn't run it into a ditch, and that was the Bluesmobile.
Senor James is in the chat room right now, and his comment is full throttle.
Full throttle.
That's the saloon.
Full throttle saloon. That's what it was. Thank you, Jimmy. Full throttle saloon. And, you know, I think that if, let me just say this, I would not have had to twist Jimmy's arm to stop, turn around, and try to catch the Blues Brothers.
But
I had my eyes on the prize. I wanted to get back to Denver.
I was wondering if you really wanted a selfie, Jake.
So I traveled with Rich. Is Rich coming to our thing on Saturday?
No, I think he's out of town. But he is listening every day to a point that he sent me a picture of Dole Whips, three of them.
That's wonderful. Hi, Rich.
Well, I think the people that are really like Dole Whip really like Dole Whip.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're bashing it and having a bad time with Dole Whip, they're going to be defensive.
Yeah.
Well, I used to like a thing that was at some of the finer watering holes in the area. It was called Stoli Doli. Are you familiar with what that is?
Oh, man, I don't know Stoli Doli.
So you would go into usually a high-end kind of joint, like one of your Capital Grill bars, one of those old, you know, rustic kind of wooden paneled bars that you have, and they would have a giant, like one of those Sun lemonade dispensers, but it was glass, really high-end, with the little spigot on it. And then they take a pineapple and they stack it up. And so you got the pineapple stacked up so it's filled the
And it's peeled and cored. It's just
peeled and cored.
Oh, look at that.
And there it is. That's exactly what it is. And then they just let it sit there for months and months and months, and it's Stoli Doli. It's a vodka, Stoli vodka, infused with the flavor of pineapple.
Dole pineapple.
Well, yeah, that's why they call it Stoli
Doli. And that's owned by Bob Dole.
Is there any, I mean, Bob Dole, how you doing there, Bob Dole? Getting really excited, Bob Dole.
You mentioned the Capital Grill.
Yes.
They are known for that, because when I search Stoli Doli, Capital Grill pictures are what comes up all over.
I think they're the ones that made it famous. And by the way, can we see that picture again? Because that not only is the Stoli Doli, but look at how they perfectly, geometrically set up their Stoli Doli.
You know, you can do that
with other fruit flavors, too, and infuse your vodka with a flavor, and it's legit.
I bet they don't really serve it from that. I think that's probably a show container, because they wouldn't want to do that each and every day.
I would agree with you if I didn't see it doled out. I've seen the
hole in the top is going to make it hard to stack all that pineapple.
Yeah, it really is. You have to hire a barmaid with tiny hands.
Hire that man. I've enjoyed
pineapple. Pineapple is a great fruit, isn't it? I mean, it's mixture with vodka and also with rum. It's very good. A lot of the
calm down now. We're going to be
like
at a bar.
A lot
weekend.
Of the Polynesian cocktails feature a healthy dose of pineapple juice.
It's the canned, usually the canned pineapple juice that we have.
Yeah, but you know, it's still pretty good. Do you know the pineapple
juice?
You
know, it always makes me nervous when you speak of alcohol longingly.
Well,
it really makes me a little bit nervous. Let
me turn
the
mic.
You've never had
a
proper treatment program.
Here's the lazy man's Stoli Doli.
Yeah, kind of just throwing the chunks in there.
Throw a bunch of chunks in there.
That's from O'Mara's, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
and some of that pineapple.
Some of it was really fine.
Some of it is like sponge.
What do you think? Did you like that O'Mara Stoli Doli knockoff that we had there?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine.
At O'Mara's, you called it pineapple crapple.
Pineapple crapple. I'm not, if you can bring up that last picture, and the other one too did the same thing. I'm not quite sure that poured into a glass, it would have that cloudy.
Exactly.
I think they infused that with some pineapple juice.
Yeah, I think it's probably, it could be shaken too.
But I have seen them, Rob, dole out the pineapple juice from the Stoli Doli.
Now, here's something you don't know. The main liquid ingredient in my fruitcake recipe is pineapple juice.
Ah, there you are. That's say no more. That's pretty spectacular.
We get gallons of it that we'd have to go through to make it. So it's got the best flavor. It's just
it's a concentrated, delicious flavor. Mm-hmm. And so, Jimmy, get the pineapple out and put it on your bar, and we will do it this way.
And Carla will bring you a jar.
We're very excited. We're traveling today, and then we will be there. And I think we're going to have Carla set up a table with all the stuff on it. And, this is, make no mistake, you got to make the pennies to make the dollars. That's how you do it. That's the way.
Ben Franklin
that's the philosophy
said that.
Of the what's that?
Ben Franklin said that, didn't he?
No, he said when he was in France, he said, where are the hookers?
And then he said,
the direct quote from Ben Franklin.
Would someone please invent antibiotics?
The famous quotes. We have famous quotes by famous founding fathers. Ben Franklin, who once said, does this look infected to you?
Do you have any from John Adams?
I have one from Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, okay. Thomas Jefferson's great. Yeah.
Let's see. After dinner, have her come up from the cabin.
Oh, I have
Thomas Jefferson.
I have the John Adams one here.
Okay.
Which is, it comes from a letter, so it's not from a speech or anything.
All right,
it says,
ahead.
Dear sirs, would you like me to bring some ladies to Jimmy's?
There it is. All right, you got John Adams, we got Thomas Jefferson.
Hamilton? Alexander Hamilton was
he
a
wasn't
guy.
A founding father, though, was he?
I think he counts, really?
He didn't have any. The writing, your founding fathers are Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Ben Franklin.
Well, of course, George Wash.
Look it up, please. Let's find out so we get it right, because you always hear
George
founding. George Washington, John Adams.
Thomas Jefferson. Benjamin Franklin.
Ben Franklin.
James Madison.
I went to his high school.
And Alexander Hamilton.
Oh, so Alexander Hamilton.
Aha!
All right. All right, so and Alexander Hamilton, who once said, and the peas, they taste like wood. Yeah, you get what I did there?
I did, Mike. That's a lot. That's pretty deep.
That was a Hamilton musical joke.
Yes, exactly.
From a man that is like, the last rap song he listened to was 45 years ago.
I love the current musical Hamilton, which is still on tour, and you managed to reference a 1974 record.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
All the week.
And I think it was, James Madison, who once said to the crowded room, Dolly is a whore.
Yes, and she was. She
was
got
that
around.
His wife? Was, yeah. Was that his wife?
Uh-huh. Right. Dolly Madison, who I think, was she not responsible for rescuing stuff from the White House when the British burned it down?
I don't know.
I think she was the person who did that. Yeah.
I have no idea you stopped the show with that factoid. You know.
Well, you see, but let's get back to what you said. She was a player. She got around.
Dolly's quote was, let me see here. I've got it down. It says, I had no idea it was that big. That's Dolly's.
And
it does say that Dolly's popularity is what got her husband the presidency.
Yeah.
So she was hot.
Yeah.
Right? And she made cake.
She was also the first lady to use a razor.
That is well, we didn't get George Washington, you know. There's a George Washington who once famously said out on the battlefield, "There's nothing quite like the morning wood."
And here's a picture of Dolly for you.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
for them, not
ample.
Bad. Yeah. But sorry. Still, she looks a little like.
Look at
rough.
The necklace, though. That's kind of naughty, right? Isn't that kind of
She's showing the goods, but the fact is, she looks like Ralph Macchio. The Karate Kid.
We're doing Founding Fathers humor. Is this why you want to come to Jimmy's and see us, ladies and gentlemen? Because we do this stupid crap at
early
7
show.
O'clock in the morning. One last word before we get out of here. I'm going to take our little break and then give you some wonderful news today. I wanted to share this fact. Last night, Mrs. O'Mara was slaying the dragon right up until about 5 o'clock, working so many jobs yesterday at her brick-and-mortar store that she had to pick up my kid from school and then bring him back to the brick-and-mortar store and then finish off her clients for the afternoon.
And was she still dressed like Dolly Madison when she does her
work? Let me tell you how bad the husband are. And she won't tell you that she was pissed at me, but I know she was pissed at me last night. Because you might ask, you'll know. Mm-hmm. What is the reason that she had to do the pickup and then take him back?
As I hang on every tendril of this story, I'm curious about one thing.
Uh-huh.
Why would she have to leave her brick and mortar to pick up Michael when that's normally your job?
I was predisposed.
In what way?
I was south of here, and I had a
hard
commitment.
It's hard to go. You're pretty far south as it is.
I had a commitment. I had a commitment that I had already agreed to.
Well, you're out of town
previous
Friday,
engagement. Yeah.
So
previous
you had to change your schedule for the week.
What did you say, Josh?
You're out of town Friday. So you had to do your Friday stuff on Wednesday.
To a degree, but I usually do my Wednesday stuff on Wednesday. So I am simply missing my Friday
stuff. So if you're substituting your Friday stuff for Wednesday, did you not eat meat?
No, nope, I just showed up like I always show up.
And where did you show up?
I showed up at Happy Valley.
Oh, okay. Well, you have to get that in.
I did. It's a Wednesday's a money game.
Yeah.
And if you say you're going to – if you commit, you commit. So here's what happened. I get done. I really wrap things up at about 3:30. So 3:30
including the exchange of money?
The exchange of money. Lost. Check that. No. Came in second. We did get we got our money back for the
So you broke even. That's good. And you played a lovely game and the weather was nice, so that's nice.
Phenomenal weather yesterday. Dried out a little bit, less humidity, absolutely stunningly beautiful.
Great.
Why May is the best month. Late April, early May, spectacular.
Hey,
there's a little secret. You want to schedule a vacation in Florida, come down late April, early May. It is blissful, and there are less people here because they all go back after Easter.
And let me be the first to tell you, Mike, happy May Day.
Thank you. Yes. Buzz Burbank used to say, what was his slogan?
Hooray, hooray, the 1st of May, outdoor humping starts today.
There it is. Always liked that. It was very sweet. So,
you liked that?
Let's move on.
Okay, you brought it up.
I make it home, get home 4:30, and I realize that Carla has a client. My son is down there with her. They roll in at about 6:30.
Wow.
In between, after her last client, the phone rings. It's her. I don't bother her. I answer the phone. Well, hello. She says, hello. And it's like, hello.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, I don't know. And this was one of the times where the Irish guilt was completely lost on me. I did not experience the Irish guilt. Normally, when I have done my work early in the morning, gotten out and done my semi-retirement job of golfing with my mates, I'm usually racked with Irish guilt, but I wasn't at this particular moment. And so she said, I picked Michael up. We went to Wawa. I got a tuna sandwich. He got a sandwich, and he's fed. And I'm like, I'm going to find something here to have dinner. And she said, there's really nothing since we're leaving this. So there's really nothing in the house. And at that point, I said, well, could you stop at Mickey D's on the way home and pick me up some food? And she says, yeah, I will. But I didn't hear that tone, which really should have said, yeah, I will, you slothful pig of a human being, after I have been working all day and you have been playing your little stupid game with your friends and probably had a beer after the game. Yeah, you're sitting on your fat ass, but I, who have done everything for our son and everything for our family, will come home. And I believe that's why she was a little prickly with me last night.
Was it at all you're asking for that? Was it at all a response or a knee jerk to the fact that she overplayed her hello?
No. No, okay. There's no gamesmanship on mine. It's just ignoring
the
signals.
You were hungry. Yeah, yeah. You need.
I was.
Signals.
You were hungry. What is that? What is that private pile? A jelly
Wawa,
donut,
sir,
in your foot locker. So she came home, and then it was kind of relatively prickly. Relatively prickly. She called me annoying and a couple of things. So I have been this week, for whatever reason, maybe the fact that I'm simply aging, little logy, little run down. Not on the show. This, fortunately, all the listeners have been getting me my very best. And then it's all downhill after that.
I think it's the sunburn.
I think
I
the sunburn.
You out this weekend.
Yeah. The sunburn did me in from all the baseball of the weekend. Mm-hmm. But she brought it home. And then, and she's also bringing a big satchel of stuff, and we're traveling the entire family together as I point towards the
door.
You
didn't make her do that, Mike.
Yeah,
you didn't make her bring the satchel of stuff. And in fact, what you're doing is you're allowing her to do that. And that
when
makes
I
you the
dine,
good guy.
When I dine at the Round Bun Place,
yes.
I now, based on their
is that what we're calling McDonald's
price,
now?
The Round Bun Place. McDonald's makes me feel like a failure.
Why?
It really, because you failed for the day. If that's your dinner, I'm sorry, you
failed.
Yeah,
I suppose it takes
you've
a different
settled,
tone.
You failed. There are so many less expensive and healthier options for you, and it is usually
lunch
a result
at McDonald's,
of laziness.
Mike.
Is it not laziness first and foremost?
I don't like fast food for dinner. I would say McDonald's for lunch would be a success. That means you've allotted the time, and you can make it there and do it. But dinner is a different thing. You don't want that for dinner.
Makes me felt like a failure.
Yeah.
Not only did I eat the crap, but I had someone fetch it for me. That's the lazy of lazies. Mm. I am not proud of myself. I went to
for
bed.
It. DoorDash would be lazier than. Did she not promise to love, honor, and obey you?
Oh,
I wasn't there, so I don't know.
I should point out you're going to see her this week.
Yeah, but it's going to be crowded. I can duck.
You'll have to go in the other room.
Maybe she'll bring you some McDonald's.
Very Mickey D. Hey, no need for any chow where we're going, folks.
Yeah,
that's right.
True.
Oh, my beef on weck. Ooh, yum, yum, yum. Hello.
What did you get? What did she choose to bring you, or what did you ask for?
My
from
standard.
The Round Bun Place?
I have a standard order.
16 Filet-O-Fishes and a
that's
Diet Coke.
Were you there? No, I get the two regular cheeseburgers, a medium
perfect
French fry, and a large Diet Coke. Healthy and good for you.
Have you looked into the idea of getting one cheeseburger value meal and then adding the burger if it's going to be cheaper?
What?
You mean like, I'm confused by what you're
saying. Because it sounds
about
like you've ordered everything.
He's doing the thing where he opens his mouth and stuff comes out.
You
I'm
keep
not sure
saying that, Mike. And never has anything been more thought out in my life.
All right, tell me again. Explain it,
please. It sounds like the way you describe it is that she buys all of them piecemeal. Two cheeseburgers.
No, that's the meal.
It's a number seven.
I didn't know it was
a number seven. That's
okay.
My go-to as well.
It's a number seven because I like the little...
Yeah,
the traditional
like when
little
you were
cheeseburgers.
Little.
Like when I was little, and it's the balanced burger. It's not a large burger.
No.
But it's perfect. And then, if I'm by myself, I supersize the fries. And if I'm, if Carla's picking it up, I have to get the medium or the small.
Yeah.
The small fry.
Do you think she takes any fries on the way home?
Yeah, she took some fries when she put it on my table
next
to my chair where I was sitting because they didn't get up when they walked in.
I'd like to think you were at a dining room chair, but you were in your recliner, weren't you?
Yeah.
Do you rise when they come home?
No, I do not.
Neither do I.
Did you take your headphones off?
When
they come home, or just sit there and hold out your hands for your food?
I have had moments where I forgot.
Yeah. Do you ever
my AirPods. My AirPods Max.
Do you ever, when they come in, just point at your mouth?
My AirPods Max that have to be synced with every
goddamn item in the house when I'm switching devices. Like if I want to go from the TV to the computer or the computer to the TV, you know, you got to shut them down, knock them out of your thing and do
that. You sound like my mom. When she watches like something on Paramount and she says, can you believe they put a commercial before my program? I said, for 70 years of your life, there were commercials
This is a technical switch over the Bluetooth from the television
to the... Think about how easy it is that the fact that you have...
has nothing to do with commercials.
I know, but I'm saying she's complaining about something she shouldn't complain about. You've got wireless technology in your hand to go to anything. So you have to switch it. Big deal. You've got the technology. Mike, I don't think it's bad.
If you didn't have to switch it, you would be complaining that it's connecting to the wrong device.
Mm-hmm. You're probably right. You'd be trying to use your phone and didn't you recently get a Chinese set of AirPods that just arrived?
Those look like the real deal.
Legit box.
With an Apple logo on them?
Oh, my God. How much did you pay for them?
$120.
Oh, so they didn't give them away. They better be good. Have you opened them yet?
I have.
Let's look. He's excited.
Let's
tell he's excited.
What happened?
They've got the nice case.
Wow. Did they come in any man's colors?
They are.
That looks like the legitimate.
That looks real.
They look legit. They have all the serial numbers and everything.
Wow.
Buy those pre-tariff?
I did.
Okay. All right.
Now they fell off the truck. Yeah.
When you connect them.
Yeah.
To your phone, it does pop up with the little, let's connect your AirPods.
Got it.
And then you hit connect, and it spins, and then it says, these are not genuine.
And are you able
and
to
it
connect?
Says you have, it says you have to connect via Bluetooth. You connect via Bluetooth, and they work fine.
How is the audio quality?
The audio quality, I think it's a little more low end
than
expected, but not bad.
How would it connect if not Bluetooth? What would be the connection? Is it like an stream or something?
The Apple thing does it automatically.
Pretend
Bluetooth.
I have to do the same thing with mine, with the television and all of that. Now, what would those set you back if you were buying the actual? Wouldn't they be like $500?
$500. So these were $110. You know how the AirPods have like you press a button and you can hear everything in the room?
Correct.
Without taking
noise cancellation, yes.
Well, noise cancellation.
No, it's the opposite.
And then the opposite lets all the sound in.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. This has that, but it lets so much sound in that, like, when you hit that mode, I can hear the AC running.
Okay,
when I go back to the noise canceling, it's great. It cancels out the noise.
Yeah. So would you describe it as a win?
Well, hold on. These are $120 I paid for these.
Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm.
So I went over to DHgate. And I said, dispute. I said, Apple tells me these are not genuine. Oh, also, if you type the serial number in, it shows AppleCare and everything because it's a stolen serial number.
Oh, wow.
So I did that, and they said, would you like to file a dispute, or would you like us to give you back $87? So I chose the $87, and now I have a really nice pair of $40 Bluetooth headphones.
So you don't have to send them back?
Like. No.
Nope.
That's great. Nope. That's a miracle right there. Put him on. Let's see
how excited he is. Look at how that's as excited as he gets, by the way.
Beat the system. They look great on you.
And it's your favorite color outside of orange, peach.
Yeah.
Favorite ice cream flavor.
Yeah.
As soon as I put them on my head, they started playing my phone, which has the TikTok running. So I got a weird delay of our conversation in my ears.
Oh, that's wild. On a scale of 10 being identical to the real Apple iPhones Max, what would you rate them?
About a 7 or an 8.
7 or
I was telling my wife, they stole all the parts from Apple. It's clearly made by Apple, but the little software things that Apple does better than everyone else, it doesn't have.
Okay, all right.
But I'm going to wear them on the airplane, and no one will know the difference.
I have to feel...
Good for you.
I feel somehow that... They're just falling off the truck, Apple, and you know. It's,
there's some manufacturing. You always have to take into account the slave labor. Always take into account
the slave labor built them, put them on the box, then they fell off, and then
there's no larceny outside of intellectual property.
And there's a good chance that the software gets installed on these once they get shipped to California.
Okay. Ah. That's exciting.
And they didn't get that.
All right, calm down. Anyway, we'll be back with the news in just a second. Look at how happy he is. He's so happy with his heaven. And
happy.
He got $80 back, too.
I'm happy
for
him. That's
the part I'm happy about.
Yes.
That's good. Here's the problem with body care stuff. It all smells so boring. It really does. I mean, you can go into the drugstore and check out the fragrances from the different men's products. They all smell the same.
They do.
Men's products need more variety. That's why I love Cremo. Oh, do I love Cremo. As soon as we received our Cremo products, I have used it every day, every single day. You deserve freedom from sweat and stink. Cremo's deodorant is designed to provide men with 48-hour odor protection. Cremo products are all barber-grade and made with pride, professionalism, and passion to guarantee you quality without compromise. Elevate your deodorant experience with Cremo's two latest signature scents, Italian Bergamot and Bright Fresh, that's what that is, and Robust, while Palo Santo is deep, smoky, and refined. They're both great. Remember, deodorant isn't just for smelling good. The scent you choose sets the tone of how you present yourself. Cremo helps men make an unforgettable impression every time. I love the stuff. I wish you could smell me right now. Turn some heads with your manly aroma. Beware of armpit nuzzlers at Jimmy's weekend. We're going to smell so money.
We are going to smell money. Silly.
Head to Target or Target.com to find Cremo's new line of antiperspirants and deodorants in the Italian Bergamot and Palo Santo scents. Once again, that's Target or Target.com, ladies and gentlemen. Mules
for everybody. Any McDonald's news?
No McDonald's news, but we do have more Shedeur Sanders news.
Oh, good.
For you.
Okay.
We probably talked about it, and everybody was talking about it. The Shedeur Sanders prank call that happened.
Yeah.
And it happened over the weekend when he was sliding in the draft. And, you know, it's just, it really is. If you wanted to do a prank call like that, you better be ready to shell out $250,000.
What?
The NFL announced massive fines over the prank where somebody said he was a GM
in
the New Orleans Saints. The Atlanta Falcons will have to pay. The whole franchise has to pay because that number was given to the Atlanta Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
They will have to pay $250,000. And defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich, the father of Jax Ulbrich, the little butthead that did the prank, he himself will have to shell out $100,000. Can you imagine what that kid's life is
like? There
was
a prank just like this a few years ago.
Yep,
but it was not Shedeur Sanders, so there was no big deal or investigation or fine.
This is nonsense, and no one at the NFL
I don't think it's nonsense at all. I think it's great.
No one at the NFL is considering something that is key to this case, is that it's funny.
It's not funny. I don't think it's funny. I think it's mean. I think it's just plain mean. I really do. I think it's kicking a dog when he's down.
The way down yet.
But I think it's being overblown because it's Sanders.
Yeah,
I am not a fan of Shedeur Sanders. I hate all the hype around him. I do. I hate the room where he pays tribute to himself.
Oh, well,
I
you just know what think he is? Wait, legendary.
Legendary Shedeur Sanders. At the same time, that falls into the category. The draft slide is the punishment. That rips you in two. I guarantee you, he might, he might not let you know. But that to me is like, I think it's cruel. It really is cruel. And it's a dick move when the guy is already down. I see as bad
maybe,
as a guy can be.
Maybe
you know?
I'm just letting my darkness out, Mike. I just
Oh,
think
you
it's
love
a,
stuff like that. That's why you bonded prank. With a certain member of the show more than I did. It's unclear if Jeff will be passing any of that responsibility on to the 21-year-old son, Jax.
Jax
Ulbrich. Yeah, Jax.
Well,
I wonder if that's
punishment.
Yeah, that's
being named Jax.
Boy, I would make if I'm the dad, the kid's paying. To me, he's paying every nickel of it when
well,
he can.
Well, it depends. Do the Falcons fire the dad?
That's oh my god.
How do the Falcons handle it with the dad?
You know, when you're 20, 18, maybe even in your teens, even when you're still in high school, I could get it. 21. You're out of high school. You know, it just, to me, I know
that the Falcons probably won't hire him now.
He
won't be a Nepo baby.
Well, so
now.
Many of those, some of the coaching world of the NFL has Nepo babies out
of
the
Of course,
ass.
Left and right, yeah.
He just won't get drafted.
Wow.
Not on the first four days.
Let's see. It was premeditated. Jack saw the number on his dad's open iPad while visiting his parents' house and wrote it down to conduct the prank later on.
Smart kid.
In another kid.
Jack saw the phone number written on a post-it on the fridge.
Wow. In another strange twist, the NFL says they're aware of other prank calls. The Giants guy they got, Abdul Carter, who went number 3, says he received one during the draft. Well, you had to work quick with that one.
Yeah.
Because he was taken number 3 by the Giants. For now, there's no indication that Jax was behind that one. So there you go with that.
From the Redskins, Daryl Green did it all the time. He just called people. He asked if the refrigerator was running. He did all the tricks.
Well, and Jax made it easy by putting a TikTok up of him making the call.
Exactly.
It made the investigation real easy. Yeah.
That's true. I believe, I'm not sure that Jax is going to be getting any head coaching jobs anytime soon if he's following in his father's
footsteps. Jax will end up on the blacklist?
Oh, that was Jax the Pranker.
The Pranker!
Jax the Pranker, James Spader. There you go. I like that show. 2 years after surviving a freak snowplow accident that nearly took his life, Jeremy Renner, who I love, I'm a fan of Jeremy Renner, he is revealing jaw-dropping new details, including the chilling moment he says he actually died. Remember when this came out and they were talking
about the injuries? Can't believe it was 2 years ago.
Really crushed by this massive piece of equipment. In his new book, My Final Breath, which I will read, Jeremy Renner opened up about the horror he faced on New Year's Day 2023 after being run over by his, ready for this, 14,000-pound piston bully snow cat at his Lake Tahoe home. He says, quote, "I died right there on the driveway to my house," he continued. "I know I died. In fact, I'm sure of it." Renner shared that EMTs later confirmed, that his heart rate had bottomed out at 18. He wrote, "That was basically dead." Described the feeling of an exhilarating peace during that ordeal. When I died, now before he does that, he talks a little bit about, I read a very lengthy article on this, that he felt tired, felt getting more and more fatigued as he's slowly going. He said, "When I died, what I felt was energy. A constantly connected, beautiful, and fantastic energy." He added, "There was no time, place, or space, and nothing to see except a kind of electric two-way vision made from strands of that inconceivable energy. I could see my lifetime. I could see everything all at once." My mom, God rest her soul, who passed away a while ago, 5 years ago last month, I believe it was.
And she was run over by a ditch witch, right?
She was actually celebrated her birthday about a week and a half ago.
Oh, okay.
She said, "I don't know if when I go," and she was very close to the end at this point. And her quote, I will never forget her quote. It was so cool. She said, "I don't think I'm going to see your father or see any loved ones. I don't think there is a heaven per se, but I think it will be beautiful." And if that's true, I really do hope it is. I hope the consciousness is that way. Whatever your religious beliefs, I will always remember that quote from my mom, who at the end of her life, and I mean this, was completely and utterly without fear. She knew it was the end. She was very aware of it for multiple days, even before she started really going fast. And that was her mindset. Absolute calm. And I will never forget that.
You have it in your genetic makeup to be calm when you know death is on your doorstep.
I have envisioned it. And I think if you could project that future, it'll be something like this. No, I'm sorry.
Well, Mike, if you have a few days like your mom did, I just hope that you have the wherewithal and the clearness of mind to bank a few bonus shows.
Thank you very much. I'll do my, you know we take those seriously. And by the way, the bonus show, what's that? Go ahead,
Jeremy Renner is on Rogan this week sharing the same story.
It's really fascinating.
All through his experience.
Yeah,
do you think he's putting any spin on it? Is he augmenting it for book sales, or do you believe him?
Totally believe the guy.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right. He doesn't have to do that. So, I mean, that's Stagecoach, the festival. Is that the country festival that people go to? It's called Stagecoach. I think it's a country thing. It's a it's hip hop.
Oh, no, I have no idea.
No, it's not hip hop.
I'm just going.
It's like a Coachella. Right. It's like a music festival, okay. Right? Did you get the video that I sent you? People are wondering if if someone might change that. Somebody put a video up that's blowing up, going viral after they snuck alcohol into the Stagecoach Festival by hiding it in a baby shaped flask. Let's take a peek at it.
Oof. Oh, no.
There's a party downtown near Michigan. Everybody at the market.
And then there's another one right after that, but I don't think we have that one. It's amazing.
Mike, it is a sister festival to Coachella. So it's another music festival like Coachella. That's what it's
called. This is a realistic
Jelly Roll, Luke Combs, Eric Church, so it's country.
Yeah,
this is a realistic style. Looking doll, but there's a spout on its forehead, as you saw, to pour shots from. And a hole in its chest to fill it up. They showed the other video showed him filling it up.
I have to imagine it wouldn't stay very. Isn't an insulated baby? Because
you know what? There it is again. That's where you scare me again. An insulated because you want it chilled. Is that what you want there?
Well,
is
I mean,
that
you want? Do you want hot vodka? No,
I think he's
going to
be in the corner at Jimmy's, like doing mainlining Stoli Doli over the weekend.
No, no, no. I've never been better.
Nah, just now, pineapple juice.
They hid the spout with a tiny cowboy hat and added sunglasses to help get it through security. Which
I love
fantastic.
The phrase "tiny cowboy hat." Think of all the images that kind like on a dog. Aww.
Yeah. Or Steve Martin in Parenthood. Finally today, deputies are looking for a woman who they say stole an adult tricycle from a residence in Southeast Plum Drive in Arcadia, Florida.
That's a beautiful part, yeah.
If I got in the car, I could get to Arcadia in about 45 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to social media, the suspect was quickly identified as Emily Hesters.
Oh.
That's according to the sheriff's office. Attempts to locate her have been unsuccessful. Her voicemail is full.
Yes.
Her old address says she's not welcome. I assume it's maybe an apartment. The tricycle remains missing. Oh. The sheriff's office posted all of that on social media. My favorite charge for people.
Yes.
Charges for petite theft.
Oh, I
Doesn't
do
that
like that.
Sound sweet?
Yeah.
Petite theft. They are being sent to the state's attorney's office. If you spot someone riding off, by the way, she's wearing a tiger onesie.
Hot.
If you see someone on an adult tricycle wearing a tiger onesie, all you have to do, the sheriff's office asks that you call 863-GREAT-CHOICES. That's 863-GREAT-CHOICES, ladies and gentlemen.
I wonder how many people are running around Florida in their tiger onesie getting stopped by police just in case.
Tiger onesie.
Tiger onesie.
If you're going to commit petite theft, make sure you ride along.
It is the smallest theft there is.
We'll take a break, come back with more. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, Hey, everybody, get ready. The Mike O'Mara Show Kentucky Derby Party this weekend. You low-functioning halfwit, grab a sensational chapeau and join us this Saturday, May 3rd at 5 p.m. at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern for a night of fun, laughter, food, drinks, and, of course, the big race. Run, ponies, run. So fast and so dynamic. Thanks for the description. Very fun, you know.
Very exciting to watch the race with those horses.
Absolutely. Bing, you like the ponies, don't you?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Yep. Some of it really fine.
He did love horses. He owned racehorses.
The Derby means hats. So, gentlemen and ladies, bring your boldest, fiercest, most fabulous hats for our legendary ladies' hat contest. Are you listening, Americans? Please, no berets. The best part, it's free. So mark your calendars, rally your crew. There's Josh's hat. And RSVP now. You definitely want a reservation for this event. Just call 703-435-GYMS. Mike and Josh are traveling north for this big-time fun. That's we are.
Yes.
Put on your blinkers and get your feet in the stirrups. Jesus. See you Saturday. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. They have the coldest beer in town. So many selfies. We're ready for joy. Plus, Sharon, mother of Rob, will be there.
Yes.
He's very excited about his mom coming. Call Jimmy's again, 703-435-JIMS, or email Danielle at that weird address.
Yeah.
That,
if you know, have time, come by.
I'm looking at Josh's hat. The brim has no tilt at all to it.
That's what makes it charming. It looks Dick Tracy-esque.
Yeah, it's almost like a record album on his head.
Yeah, I think Curious George.
I'm thinking Pharrell.
Since this is the last show before we get to Jimmy's of the week, do you have any desire to model your chapeau? Since I haven't bought mine yet, I don't know what.
No,
I'm gonna
mine.
Be wearing.
I have the part. I have not adorned it yet.
Oh, exciting.
I still have to decorate it. Yeah.
That says it all right there. Mm. We're looking forward to it. All right. So,
do you know how expensive glitter tape is?
Very exciting. Very clever, Rob. Tariff news. Yes,
Wear this to the Oriole
I'll try
game
to move
Friday.
The show along. What's that? I'm sorry?
I'm thinking of wearing this hat to the Oriole game on Friday.
I think you should.
Found out we've got first row seats out in the outfield. I think this hat would be great at catching a ball.
I'll watch it. And congratulations to the O's on their winning the series over the dreaded Yankees, ladies.
It makes everything feel better.
Oh, I'm glad. It's your team. Good stuff. Tariff news.
Yes.
Rob said he had an update that's been the talk of the news for quite some time. So you have tariff news for
us. Today is the day that they expect the last of the boats to arrive from China not affected by tariffs. So that means that after today, because these boats launched before the tariffs were announced, so these are products that will not be touched by the tariffs. After today, the 145% tariffs will kick in on everything. And we got to think about this as far as it touches a lot of different things in the business that I hadn't really thought about.
And the business world. There are companies that are going to go out of business.
Yeah. The small companies are going to get hit especially hard because the big box stores will have a 6 or 8 week backlog of some products that they can, you know, they can hold them back. Small stores can't keep that kind of inventory.
No.
And also, one thing that I hadn't thought about is the trucking industry.
Yeah.
They're going to cut the trucking industry by third, and that means jobs gone, maintenance of trucks gone, selling of trucks gone. All of this is affected by all this stuff coming in from China just in time. Do you realize the amount of toys for Christmas that are going to come from China, and they're all going to be one guy say anything that beeps comes from China. So
here's the logic.
Uh-huh.
If the goal is to bring manufacturing back to the United States, the process, it would be decades you couldn't do it.
No,
you can't possibly do it. And
that's why I think there's going to be deals and loosening of these tariffs.
And I think there's no other way that it really happens. If it's posturing, if it's doing. And by the way, I am fully ready to embrace it if it happens. But the way it's been done is so ham-handed that this is already affecting people. If you were going to do this, that's diplomacy, man. That's intelligent diplomacy. Mm-hmm. And now when you're hearing about people, this has been so rapid and so immediate that the bad stuff is going to happen without delay.
Oh,
the good
quickly.
Stuff, we don't know when that's going to come back. We don't know.
I get a feeling that our president is a little like Tim Gunn, and he makes these decisions and he just says, make it work. And it can't work.
And I it's so funny. Isn't it weird that we did discover the Chinese products? It was kind of funny. It was really right at the moment that these tariffs hit. The tariffs don't relate to the merchandise. We can't control what China does to their people. We can't. We can't control the fact that is essentially slave labor.
Mm-hmm.
We really can't. But it's the way the world has been running for decades and decades and decades. So I don't know what's going to happen. But
I do have an interesting quote here, Mike, from the he's the executive director of the Port of Los Angeles, and his name is Gene Sroka. Any relation, Josh?
That's my uncle.
Uncle Gene, yeah.
You know, you'd probably be able to, with that spelling of that name, you might be able to trace the lineage if you really worked at it. My father used to say, when I asked him if I was related, we were related to Mark O'Mara, he said, if it's spelled O apostrophe M-E-A-R-A, you could probably make connections through the family tree. That's what
I'm somehow related to Sam and Bella Spiewak, who were Broadway authors. So there's that. Anyhow.
Congratulations.
Gene Stroka
makes way
says,
more sense.
Yeah, doesn't it?
You know, doesn't
it?
Totally it? Does. Yeah, yeah.
Yep,
starting next week, says Gene Stroka, is when we're going to see the arrivals off of that tariff announcement from April 2nd. He says that the Port of Los Angeles is going to be down 35% in what they receive as opposed to just a year ago. Think of that. 35% just not coming into the country. It's going to drive prices sky high.
It's weird.
It's crazy.
It's weird. And
that's why our podcast is made in America.
And free.
100% American made and American employed. All the employees of our podcast. To the best of my knowledge, Josh, you're a citizen, right?
Yes. I got a green card.
Appreciate that. Yes.
I was born in Cuba. But I've been naturalized.
The Cuban Spiewaks.
I'm Rob Spiewak of the Havana Spiewaks.
My God. We will see what happens. So,
but it's scary. If you want, you know what? If you're going to get your kids a toy that beeps, buy it now. Buy it quick because, you won't be able to find it.
ChatGPT coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, good.
I've got Audible. We've done enough ChatGPT. I want to talk to Rob about my tests of who's going to die first. It's something.
Oh, okay.
Way too similar to ChatGPT.
I can support it. Actually, they'll walk hand in hand. Yeah.
Listen up, soldiers. My wife is called Carla. She's nice. She has some questions for you to ponder. She asks, "How can I help you age better? Do you need to lose lots of weight? Do you need to lose 5 to 10 pounds? Do you need better sleep? Do you need more energy? Do you want help with anti-aging? Do you need help with brain fog? Do you need better hormone balance?" This might actually relate to the next topic I'm going to discuss on the show.
Yeah, it's a good lead ahead. Yeah.
How about better hair, skin, nails? What about reducing your inflammation? That's my verbal inflammation.
Your inflammation impression?
My inflammation impression. Do you need better gut health? How about making those workouts really count by upping your performance optimizations? How about improving your mood or having enhanced libido? Don't waste time answering these questions. Life is not a quiz show. It's time to realize that peptides are the future, and Carla is here to help you. P.S. Her inbox is always open.
Dang.
Make sure to check out DermGlowSkin.com. Payment options include Klarna and PayPal, so you can buy now and pay later. Handy. It's time to try DermGlow, making the best you that you can be inside and out. Start your transformation today at DermGlowSkin.com. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I like to remember the glory days. They'll pass you by. Glory days in the wink of young girls' eye. Glory days. All right, enough. Rock it now. DermGlowSkin.
Rock it now.
So I got this thing that popped up on my feed, and it was the 7 signs that you have to look for to make sure you live well past your 70th birthday.
Okay. God, you're closing in on that, Mike.
I am closing in on that. I will be 66 in June. The number one, and it's on a lot of these things. I don't know if this is 6 or 7.
Have you enjoyed birthday season this year?
It isn't really officially started.
It starts with my birthday.
No, not really.
Now, remember, Mike only counts his own birthday in birthday season.
June 22nd is birthday season.
That's one day. That doesn't count.
Did we celebrate your birthday on the show?
We observed it.
We did.
It wasn't much of a celebration, no. But it's March to June is birthday season.
As you age, and you'll find this to be true, Rob, you will find that birthday season is not as joyous as it once was.
Oh, I feel it. Is it
because you now know which day your birthday is, so you can't make multiple days about you?
Yes, according to the Social Security Administration, it is June 22. So finally, I embrace it. And that's what I've observed all my life. So I'm very happy that little pesky June 21st ordeal is over.
That's right. That's how we were able always to differentiate you from your twin.
Boy, did the insurance companies love to latch onto that one, Rob.
Sure.
June 21st, I'm sorry, they've refused your claim.
and we'll need $100,000 and goodbye.
Thank you. I've been doing these things. Now, it says the first thing you can do to test if you're going to live healthy, a healthy life well mm-hmm. into your 70s and beyond is the balance test.
Ah,
and this
okay.
test is this. You stand on 1 foot for 10 seconds.
Okay.
Can you balance on 1 foot for 10 seconds? My
Probably.
Question is,
Probably.
Can you do that?
I think I can.
Okay. Would you be interested in trying it?
I'm curious. Did you try it?
I did.
And?
Did better on one side than the other.
Well, it just asked for 1 foot, right?
1 foot. I'm not sure if it wants you to do 2 feet or not.
This All is right. setting up like a good game for Jimmy's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, we'll do it at Jimmy's.
Okay.
We'll do it at Jimmy's.
I won't adjust
could,
my camera.
You then. Could cheat the way this one's.
I'm not going to cheat.
But we don't have we can't get the full body shot for you. So we can't see whether it's going
to
happen.
I know. You have to pay extra for that.
Now, with this said,
right,
I believe this one of all of them, the balance test. Michael comes into the living room,
yeah.
and I'm doing this this little balance test. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm checking my balance. And I think that at my age.
He's thinking about your checkbook?
No, I'm thinking about the fact that I should be better at it.
Yeah,
I can
yeah.
do it, but I can just do it, and I yeah. don't like that. I'd like balance is the key to the whole shebang, because if you don't have good balance, it means your muscle tone is not there. It's not what it should be. And the other one is grip strength. That's it. My grip strength is off the charts. I have grip strength from
I don't suppose mine mine was as good as when I was a teenager, but I'm sure it's
do you
fine.
How do you even measure, like, what's that?
How do you measure grip strength?
I really don't know. I think they basically say it's a firm, you know, if you're able to really give a firm handshake.
Yeah.
That's something that if it was really directed at people over 70, if that feels like it's starting to go, that might be a problem. But I'm very active with the golf game and all that. That makes you very strong.
It sounds more like you're checking your balance. You're checking how much you hold things. It seems like it's more testing if you're going to fall down the stairs. If you can hold onto that railing.
But that's the whole balance thing. Taking a fall accelerates, you know, the aging process.
And I've heard so many interviews with doctors, Mike, and they all say the same thing, is that you don't break your hip because you fall. You fall because you have a broken hip. So it's the weakness that's inherent.
What?
You fall because of bone weakness. You don't break your bones for falling. You fall because your bones are already weak. So you're going to fall if you have weak bones, and that's the hip might already be broken when you fall.
No,
that's
I fall
how
tender, if I trip over something.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about old people falling and
you
breaking
don't wake
their hip.
Up in the morning with a broken bone.
No, Mike, what I'm saying is this, is that like let's say an older person falls, right? And they come away with it from a broken hip.
Yeah.
They say a lot of times you don't break the hip when you fall, you fall because you've broken your hip.
That so you're saying the hip was already broken.
Can be, yeah, yeah.
No.
All right.
It doesn't make any
I'm
sense.
I'm just telling
doesn't
you.
Doesn't make any.
It makes perfect sense.
No. Now, don't
argue
just to argue.
I've heard more than one doctor.
Think about
one doctor
this. That's ludicrous.
Your
weakness in your hip makes you fall.
And not
no,
know it.
I agree that weakness in, but it's like, that's like saying somebody's big boned that's fat. It's not true.
It's not true.
And weakness is not bone. Weakness is, look, the weakness of bone will cause the break when you land, but you will not just fall because you've broken your hip. Think about it.
That's saying my car got in an accident because it was broken, because it was already crashed.
It's not like that at all. What I'm saying, and I wish
listen
I could
to,
cite...
Listen to the greatest BSer in the history of BS try to punch out of this one. Go ahead. Try to rephrase it.
I give up. You win.
No, don't quit.
No, I'm not going to... You put me in a hole so deep. All I'm saying...
I did not put you in any
yes,
hole
you
didn't
did.
Dig yourself.
No,
don't
you
put
did.
It on
you
me
did.
Like
when
you
say,
do.
Get ready for this line of BS, because
well,
here it
you
comes.
Said, let me put it this way, and I was waiting for the
you fall
justification.
Because people fall because of weakened bones, okay? And now maybe
no,
the...
not always.
Sometimes.
Weakened muscles and weakened... you know, soft tissues, bones break because of weakened bones.
Okay.
You don't fall because the bone is weak. You fall because the musculature is weak.
All right. I'll
or the balance is off because, and by the way, The balance test is to test how strong you are. Okay. It's a strength. It's a strength thing. But I don't. I can't imagine someone saying, "Look at the look. Look at the look." Like he's going to make the Josh. He will make this my fault somehow.
Not at all. No. Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Help me
I'm
out
just
here.
Telling what
I'm
I heard.
Just shut
I'm
up.
Just telling
I'm
you just what I heard up. Is that the people that fall already have probably bone trouble, and that leads to the fall. Now, if the fall itself causes the, I was speaking.
How
in a very
could the
general,
fall not cause the break?
If let's say someone punched you in the leg and you had a broken bone, they punched you real hard.
Snap the femur.
Mike, you've got weakened bones because you're old. Okay, let's say you're 85-year-old Mike O'Mara, and you've got weak bones. All right, that will work against you in every way.
In a fall, that will work against me, but it won't cause the fall.
A strong gust of wind will break your leg and you fall.
And so maybe the fact is the bone is so weak.
I'm turning the comments on for a second here. Hold on, let me see. See if we're getting
the bone, Mike, is weakened already. So although the bone is probably broken by the fall.
Two people fall because their hips are already broken.
They want us to Google that.
I am Googling it right now.
Thank you, Josh.
The WebM Trip Applake says the WebMD show. Move it along. Nothing you're saying is accurate.
All I'm doing is I'm repeating something I heard. That's
then not now, ASAP says Mike is a monster.
You're
how
not
am
a
I
monster.
A monster? There it is. There's right, his people right Google, there.
According to Google,
yes.
While most hip fractures result from a fall, in some cases a hip fracture can occur before the fall.
Aha! Some cases. So, Mike, you know what? We're both right.
I don't know if I can. Can you get out of your chair without using your hands to prop yourself up?
I didn't hear. Mike, you said stand up without propping yourself up?
One of the not Aesop, who dominates the comments.
Oh, and
he?
By the way, Aesop yeah.
does
doesn't dominate.
Like does Aesop dominate the?
Yeah, and it's not that he likes me. He hates everybody, I think, as I recall.
Yeah, but why is he on the well, it's all him.
Mm-hmm. He's very
that's not cool. I don't like that. What's that?
You want more people to talk.
I let some others in there. There it is, he says. Why? Somebody's texting.
Well, on TikTok, the comment would be, it sounds like something my ex-wife said once after rear-ending a work truck.
Okay. Granted. I can see it being counterintuitive.
All right, now
yes.
Pull your chair. Slide your chair back.
All right.
All right, so we can see the whole chair. Can we? I can't. All right, now with your hands, like in the prayer position, all right, get out of your chair without using it for support. Not even a hesitation.
No.
Very, very healthy. That's
yes, thing. That's it. That's how my last doctor's exam was. He said, stand up. You're good to go.
Oh, my God. We're running late. We'll have to be, WebMD will have to come
I'm
back.
I'm just glad I wore pants today.
It's very, very exciting. Yes, sir. Nothing you're saying is accurate. I am not a monster, Aesop.
Yeah, Mike is not a monster at all. He called me on something that was only true 2% of the time.
Yeah, well, there you go. You must be happy. We'll take a break, and we will come back with some beautiful video right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, I'm drinking coffee today, and you know what?
That's okay.
It's because we're taping early. I normally hit my liquid IV about 8 a.m. That's the first one of the day, and it was so good yesterday when I was out in the heat. It's fantastic stuff. You know that.
You
we
drank
love
it out of a baby,
IV.
Didn't you?
Yes, I did. I had a baby with sunglasses and a cowboy hat. Times are hard, so treat yourself. Treat yourself by gifting yourself the everyday indulgence of extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV, powered by Live Hydroscience. That is a registered trademark. You see me drinking it daily. I don't like to do the show without it. It's great flavors. Oh, my God. Grape, lemon, lime, raspberry, lemonade, white peach, rainbow sherbet. They're all fantastic. You'll love it, ladies and gentlemen. It's like a big, fat party in my mouth.
Yum.
Unlike sports drinks, Liquid IV delivers three times the electrolytes, eight essential vitamins, and is always non-GMO, vegan, and allergen-free. I've been telling you these facts for years. Listen up. Try some Liquid IV. So proud to be associated with them. Liquid IV will make you happier than Mike O'Mara gearing up for a blacklist binge. That means he likes it. Yep. Don't be a Spader hater. Embrace the jive, Pinky. Embrace the jive, Pinky. Use your muzzle to guzzle. Care poor, live more. Liquid IV. Treat yourself to extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order with code TMOS at liquidiv.com, everybody.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Time.
Records truly is his middle name.
John Records Landecker, WLS.
I normally only include one slogan per spot, but yesterday I had both Don't Be a Spader Hater and Use Your Muzzle to Guzzle. I like them both.
Yum, yum. Thank you.
Mike, you said we've done a lot of AI lately, so I just want to keep this quick. Josh suggested a certain AI pose for me earlier in this week, and so I wanted to do it. But it turns out they wouldn't. You can't ask AI to put you dead in a coffin. It won't generate the photo.
It'll make you a wax figure, but it won't make.
Yeah. So what they did is they said we could put you in a coffin alive, and you're just laying in a coffin. I said, yeah, do that, and they did it, and it was kind of creepy. And then I said, could you do that same picture? I'm still trying to make myself look like a corpse. I said, can you do the same picture with me asleep? And they said, yes. And so, Mike, this is what you have to look forward to if I can't balance.
Oh, my God. That's creepy.
It's so creepy.
That Rob. That is so dark. That is so dark.
Rob,
you are not normal. You are not normal. I did my Rob position with the hand on the head.
Well, and that's. Did you tell it what type of suit you wanted?
I did, of course, yeah. Because they first had me in a black suit. And I said, no, I'd like white with
I'll tell you, based on
shirt.
That suit, it must have been a long illness.
Yeah, it was. It was, absolutely. And also, somehow they must have like left me out in the dryer because I look short in that.
You do.
Here's another variant on it, Mike. Here we go. That's me with my eyes open in the cabin.
That looks like you're being buried alive.
Yeah, it does. It does. And then,
you know the thing, agree that it makes you a little better looking? The AI makes you a little better.
No,
looking.
The chin is bad. The chin is definitely.
Let me see the one with the eyes.
Okay,
I think it's the what is different.
That's Kevin James. Is what's different about that?
Oh, is it his mouth?
I think the beard.
Yeah, or the
also
eyes.
The beard.
I think it's okay. The eyes. Yeah. All right, see, but this looks more like me. Now they asked if I wanted another wax figure and I said, sure. And they said, submit another picture. And
I saw that one yesterday.
I like this one better.
That's it looks like Joe Rogan right there. Oh my God.
But anyway, this is, you know what? That's even a little much for me. So let's
there
not
you
do
go.
That.
I'm glad it is. Yeah. You were the one that did it. So,
I know. But because Josh said, what did
thanks,
you do?
Thanks, Aesop. Thank you.
Put yourself
thank
in a you coffin. Mike, you know
next
who
week
else?
We'll see you as the Pope.
We could probably see this guy in a coffin before too long, except he appears to have escaped with only minor injuries. This is at the Pittsburgh Pirates game last night. Watch the outfield during play. And there's no audio.
Oh, man.
A guy fell from the upper deck onto the field.
21 feet.
21 feet.
Oh, show that again, please.
Yeah.
Good there Lord. It looks like he jumped.
And it
he
also does. Looks he, it looks like a body, like a mannequin almost. He had to be way drunk to fall that loose.
Or
well, and it's weird
mentally unstable. He might have like tried to do it.
It's time and they just got a hit. You see everyone jump up in the... But there's no reason for him to fall forward.
Yeah, maybe. You know what, Mike?
It looks like he's motionless, doesn't he? Like he passed at that. No, I wish there were. Are there any closer?
This looks motionless.
No, that's the only shot I could find.
Yeah,
as well.
Do we have any news on it? Was there any word on it at all? As far
minor injuries is what I'm hearing, but they're being vague about it because I bet the Pirates are pretty nervous right about now.
Wow.
Because even if it's his fault, they can figure out a way now. If you are out, Carrie just got a sort of a mobile phone charger. Looks like a little brick that she can charge her phone as she goes, which is really neat. But I didn't know
just
this.
I didn't say anything.
I know.
I didn't say anything. He did. Your friend.
Your friend.
See you this weekend.
Just invented. Carrie got this newfangled device.
Yeah. And Carrie broke her hip and then fell down. It's very sad. Here's a picture of her. But did you know, Josh, the reason I say that, you don't need to buy one of those as long as you have a friend whose phone...
Aesop wrote Josh is a monster.
You don't need one if you have a friend with a fully charged cell phone. I had no idea this was possible.
So, yeah, me and my friend came out to eat, and my phone is on 3%. So, I ain't have no block piece, but I had a charger. So, she said, you can use my phone to charge it. I'm like, what? Yeah. Her phone is really charging my phone. I did not know that. Did y'all know that? Anybody knew that? And they automatically charge whatever phone has the lowest battery.
So if you hook one phone to another phone, they will equalize their battery. You can actually use another phone to charge your phone. It might be neat if you're like in a situation where you need to grab some electric juice. What's the matter?
But don't
Mike?
Get electrocuted, because if you get electrocuted, you could end up like this.
Yeah, sad. I don't even have a cell phone at that point, Mike, because I'm dead.
Yeah, check those pockets.
Yeah, I was, I don't know. This is the first picture of me after I went to the Pirates game.
There it is. And it's the ye olde, like, Irish casket, too.
Right? I know. I that's one thing I did ask. I said, can you modernize?
Get him a Dracula casket.
I said, can you give me a modern casket with some flowers around it? And they said, you've exceeded your requests for the day.
Fantastic.
So stay tuned for all that. All right, Mike, this is an old tape. This is from the late 80s, but it seems to apply now more than ever.
Okay.
And it's a guy you like, John Cleese from Monty Python. And he did this in, I think, 1987, if I'm not mistaken.
You know, we've heard a lot about extremism recently, a nastier, harsher atmosphere everywhere, more abuse and bother boy behavior, less friendliness and tolerance and respect for opponents. All right, but what we never hear about extremism is its advantages. Well, the biggest advantage of extremism is that it makes you feel good because it provides you with enemies. Let me explain. The great thing about having enemies is that you can pretend that all the badness in the whole world is in your enemies and all the goodness in the whole world is in you. Attractive, isn't it? So if you have a lot of anger and resentment in you anyway, and you therefore enjoy abusing people, then you can pretend that you're only doing it because these enemies of yours are such very bad persons. And that if it wasn't for them, you'd actually be good-natured and courteous and rational all the time. So, if you want to feel good, become an extremist. Okay, now you have a choice. If you join the hard left, they'll give you their list of authorized enemies. Almost all kinds of authority, especially the police, the city, Americans, judges, multinational corporations, public schools, furriers, newspaper owners, fox hunters,
furriers,
generals, pass traitors,
and, of course,
moderates. Oh, if you'd rather be an extremist on the hard right, no problem, fine, you still get a lovely list of enemies, only they're different ones. Noisy minority groups, unions, Russia, weirdos, demonstrators, welfare sponges, meddlesome clergy, peaceniks, the BBC, strikers, social workers, communists, and of course, moderates and upstart actors. Now, once you're armed with one of these super lists of enemies, you can be as nasty as you like and yet feel your behaviors morally justified. So you can strut around abusing people and telling them you could eat them for breakfast and still think of yourself as a champion of the truth, a fighter for the greater good, and not the rather sad paranoid schizoid that you really are.
Mike?
That's awesome.
See, we've
that.
Come a long way, haven't we?
We have indeed. Boy, yeah. Talk about ahead of its time, Mr. Cleese.
Yeah.
Well done. Oh, my God. He's an old man now, just like me. Anyway, we got to get out of here. We'll see you at Jimmy's this weekend if you're in the D.C. area. Come on out and see us. Rob will be there, contrary to that photograph you're looking at now.
You will have a seat. I will have a place to lay down.
That's right. We're going to have a little wake for Rob at the Jimmy's Old Tavern Derby Party. We'll see you there. Be safe this weekend, everybody. And the bonus show will take place in Jimmy's. We're going to cobble together some fun for our bonus
show
subscribers.
You'll have it on Sunday.
So if you can't be there, you'll be there through the magic of recording.
And if you are there, you'll likely be on the bonus show.
Very cool. We'll see you then. For Josh Schroeck and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying, break a hip, everybody.
Oh, Josh, you're a monster.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
What do I do?
No, don't let him go.
You've got to remember that these are just simple farmers. These are people of the land. You know, morons.
At Matalan, we've got the perfect treat for the upcoming bank holiday with 20% off a £40 spend for Matalan Me members. Is it time for a little payday treat? Shop in-store or visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. T's and C's apply, includes sale.